I think there were very positive comments. I think it's the case now that the government has finally realised that the correct VAT rate for food-led businesses is 9%. I do welcome the fact that they'll no longer walk us to the edge of the cliff, because it's going to be permanently at 9% for food-led businesses. And it brings us in line with our European counterparts with the VAT rates that are currently going on in Europe. So I welcome it. There's different VAT rates in Europe. You have a VAT rate for a 23% for alcohol, and you have a VAT rate at 13.5% for food. So it doesn't really make much of a difference for accommodation. It's for food-led businesses only. So food-led businesses will obviously welcome the fact that it is reduced. I do would prefer if it was reduced quicker. I don't think waiting until the next budget is going to make a hit or difference. I would call on the government to reduce it as fast as they can, because there's closures, as we see. We've already seen 700 closures, and there's more every single day that's still coming. So businesses are still struggling. And, you know, the sooner this happens for food-led businesses only, the better, John.
The tourism season very much traditionally kicks off around St. Patrick's Day. The budget, as you have mentioned, won't be until the back end of the year. So I presume a lot of the sector would have liked to have seen this particular reduction come in an awful lot earlier, as to give them the confidence to go forward for the tourism season ahead.
Absolutely. Look, the tourism sector is walking a tightrope, as we all know, and has been evident in recent surveys from Fáil to Ireland. Tourism numbers are down, but what we can do is we can prepare and get ready for the reduction, and obviously pass it on to consumers, and you know, it'll definitely absorb some of the costs that businesses are finding themselves spiralling out of control every day. I just hope to God that we have a good tourism year, and I hope that there's a lot of tourism in Sligo, and that Sligo in the northwest of Ireland obviously benefits from the fact that it's been struggling for far too long with the higher VAT rate, and it's about time they've done it. So I welcome it, and I hope that we have a busy tourism year ahead of us, but I'll certainly be promoting that, especially across the airwaves and national TV, as much as I can for Sligo, because it's something that every single business in Sligo needs.